The San Francisco StoryCorps booth at the Contemporary Jewish Museum is celebrating its fourth anniversary this week, and it's hosting a celebration with founder Dave Isay tomorrow night. In honor of this momentous occasion, we leave you today with one of our favorite StoryCorps interviews to ever air on Cross Currents. It's from an interview between Diane Daniels and her friend Pat Fodor about Diane's role in the team of IBM programmers behind the Apollo 11 mission back in 1969.
I was only 22 at the time, pretty fresh out of college. So I was working on the test module for the telemetry system. The telemetry, just for everyone's knowledge, is the communications between the ground control computers and the computers that are in the orbiting spacecraft. And that was really difficult to do when we first started putting stuff up in the sky. With the moon landing, all of a sudden, we have a lunar landing module, so we have the spacecraft orbiting above the moon. We've got a rover that's going down to the moon, and then, my God, we have two guys who want to get out of it. I mean, I think as a programmer, I would have might even have said, well, can't we kind of limit the functionality here? Because this is really getting complex.
This is hard.
it's really hard. And that, we've just had this two-way conversation between ground control and the spacecraft. And so now we're going to have something, a third one on the moon. And then when you think of each person who got out and two different men walking on the moon, each of them were a separate communications module. So we had five modules that we had to make sure we didn't drop any bits. I mean, if we drop a bit, maybe then we lose track of them. They can't get off the moon. Fast forward a year to the actual moonshot.
Buzz, this is Houston, F2. I'm at the 1/160th second for shadow photography on the sequence camera.
And I was in tears, Pat. Part of me was terrified something wasn't going to work. That all of a sudden he's going to step out of the module and something in the communications would break down. And Neil, where are you, Neil? We can't find you, Neil. And I'm going to think, oh my God, I was responsible for testing this. It was me and 800 other young programmers.
But you felt that personal sense of responsibility even after your job was done.
I'm going to step off the land now.
And when he got back in, and finally later the lunar lander got back up to the spacecraft, I was in tears.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
So anyway, fast forward another 6 or 8 months, and I'm back in Washington, D.C., and we have a little reunion of many of us who had worked on Apollo 11. Not one of the men owned up to any type of emotional feeling when Neil Armstrong walked on the moon. I cried. And so the rest of them, of course, we wrote it. Of course it's going to work. So, you wonder, it came out beautifully. And so you have to give credit to the management structure that was all white male who made it work. You can also say, as a female programmer, I was one of the few female scientist working on the system. And I think it was really the first time I really started to understand some of the cultural biases that result in so few women going into math, which was my major in school, or sciences. And so I was lonely, and it made me raise my consciousness to see how can we help other women get more engaged in engineering so they could experience the thrill of being a part of something as exciting as putting a man on the moon.
Surface is fine and powdery. I can pick it up loosely with my toe. It does adhere in fine layers, powdered charcoal, to the sole and sides of my boot. I only go in a fraction of an inch, maybe an eighth of an inch, but I can see the footprints of my boots and the treads in the fine sandy particles.
Neil, this is Houston. We're copying.